Tower of Song. And the Tower of Song, of course, for Cohen is the life force. It's human striving, it's human loving, it's human cooperating and living with one another, which he sees as innately a matter of resistance to those who would exploit and predate upon both humans and nature. Cohen was wonderful, and his last album is terrific. He died November 7th. So now we give thanks to the people on today's show, to Laurie Mercier, talked to Bill Ayers about his new book, The Man, the Impossible, A Radical Manifesto. Thanks to Bill Snape of the Center for Biological Diversity. Thanks to Moles, Todd Sloan and Tom Becker. Special thanks, of course, to our wonderful novelist and KVU volunteer and engineer. She's a tough boss, but compassionate. Thanks to all of you out there who support this station. Finally, you can hear you can hear this show. It's all archived. You go to the KVU website and you put the search engine into the search box, put Old Mole Variety Hour, and you can hear many years of Old Mole shows, in particular our most recent. That's all for the Old Mole today.
Collisions are induced from the conformist-infused practice. They want me to change me, but don't change me. How do you be yourself and change yourself? Because those intuitive illusions got me confusing, losing myself as a positive conclusion. Because holding on to who you are, to me, is what matters when this ends.
Hear the Oregon State Penitentiary Uhuru Sasa Poetry Share on Prison Pipeline, Monday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m.
This isn't black or white, chromosome X or Y, heterosexual or bi. It's a question of why we always section the pie. And the thesis is that we'll never see peace until we see that each piece is cut from the same matter, and that's really what matters.
The time is 10:01. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next is Air Cascadia. Remember, your investment in community radio can go on with a planned gift to KBOO. Consider adding KBOO to your will or add KBOO as a beneficiary to your insurance and bank accounts. You can change your mind anytime if your circumstances change, but recognizing KBOO along with your family and friends in your legacy giving is a powerful commitment to media justice. Let us know if you add KBOO to your plans. We'd like to thank you for your future gift. Contact Becky Myers at 503-231-8032 or email development@kboo.fm to notify us of your plans. Again, development@kboo.fm.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, December 5th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM on the air, kboo.fm on the web. Nick Cady with Cascadia Wildlands will be joining us today. It's, I think, the last 48 hours there have been resolutions to some standoffs, and here in Cascadia, the marble mulet, and it's, of course, extraordinary, a high canopy, old growth habitat about which we know virtually nothing, has made it to see it yet another day. It's endangered, but now we have a bit of relief in that department. We have a triumph there, and we have an enormous triumph. I wouldn't say a greater triumph because these are all these are momentous, each in their own way, and they are evidence that if people do come together in solidarity and one voice and refuse to back down, no retreat, no surrender, that we can make progress. And it, as we learn again and again and again, it is the only way. It really is. It's people, human beings, not Twitter, not Facebook. All these things are fun, and wow, do they ever pass the time. But nothing says no like you. So on that note, first, before we speak with Nick, and I do want to get to, we will be getting to Standing Rock and the triumph there, and what that means and how solid that actually is. Because we live in times where lies have as much or more exposure than the truth, and pretty much anything could happen. Lies and laws. Lies are in, laws are out. And fear rules the nation at this point. So take it, Standing Rock's triumph, take that with you to the heart, and keep fighting would probably be what people at Standing Rock would advise. And keep coming to Standing Rock. It's a place that you can go to with your body and soul. The weather around Cascadia, chance of rain and snow showers? I'd say absolutely yes on the rain and snow showers. And we got a high eventually reaching 42. Tonight, rain and snow again. And a low around 33. Ooh, just missed it. But yeah, you know how temperatures are. It's, again, lies and lies and lies. Tomorrow we've got a chance of showers, snow, partly sunny, highs near 40, and for tomorrow night, again cloudy, and that persistent promise of snow with a low around 31. That said, before we get to Standing Rock, I want to talk with Nick Cady, because there is news from the woods, and that's the best kind of news when it's good. Good morning, Nick, and I'm so happy that you're able to join us today with good news and the conclusion of a story that has, and a fight that's been going on for a while now. Welcome. Hello, Nick, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Great. And so is the Murlet. And so is its habitat for now. And again, as we say with Standing Rock, it doesn't, you know, it's a triumph, but it doesn't mean that anybody can stand down and back off. It just means keep standing in solidarity with everything that we do hold dear here in Cascadia. People come here because it's beautiful, but the fact that more people are coming puts more pressure and stress on all of the natural systems that make it beautiful. So give us the news. We want to hear it from you first.
Yeah, so the Oregon Board of Forestry reversed a previous decision that denied a petition of ours at Cascadia Wildlands and several other conservation groups to kind of develop protections for old growth coastal rainforest where marbled mullets are living in coastal Oregon.
So this is good. The key words are old growth coastal forests. And in a sense, the marbled mullet would be a stalking horse here. It's a creature that could be clearly identified, is clearly endangered. But along with that, the more complicated, more complex system that we're talking about is that we're saving, we're preserving, we are protecting a fragile habitat that connects, that we don't know, because it is too complex for our current state of scientific investigation. We don't know how interdependent that habitat is with our habitat. We know that they are on a continuum, but we're beginning to see some of these connections breaking down. And as a result, of course, what we've done to our habitat, what we call climate change, which is definitely the understatement of the century. Can you talk a little bit about the Merlet's habitat and why it is so important? The bird and we know the creature and the habitat are one and the same. So tell us a bit about that habitat and why protecting it is vital to our own survival as a species.
Yeah, Chris, I think you're exactly right. You know, the marbled murrelet is somewhat of a canary in the coal mine for our old-growth coastal rainforests. And what's happened with this species is intensive logging in Oregon's Coast Range has limited habitat to a few isolated kind of patches of older forest across the landscape. So we're kind of realizing through the marbled murrelet that keeping these habitat conditions in these isolated states is not healthy for a lot of these ecosystems and a lot of these species that inhabit these coastal areas.
Well, okay, one question that I want especially to take into consideration is how easy would it be? We know that many timber companies have long had their eye on, for some reason, on this particular critical strip of old growth forest, but how easy would it be with Trump coming in and basically laying waste to everything that is, as we said before, critical, vital to our survival, and not to mention painfully beautiful? How easy would it be for all of this work to be dismantled?
Well, I think this is why it's critical to see state agencies and state actors stepping up into the void that's definitely going to be left by Trump and a federal administration that is not taking care of our federal forest lands. So much of those isolated patches of older forest that are left in Oregon's Coast Range are on federal forest. There is a good amount left on state and private lands, and that's what we're trying to get, and that's what the Board of Forestry is making moves to protect right now. So in light of this Trump administration, it's going to be critical for local actors, state governments, county commissions to really step up into the void that's going to be left.
Well, we hope it is a void. We hope that Trump isn't filling it. That's for sure. A Trump presidency is disaster for anything resembling public land or land held in trust for future generations. This everything is going to be pulled out. Everything as far as the environment is concerned is going to be privatized and exploited until there is nothing left. They will take all of it. This may indeed be the last event that even casually resembles an election. It wasn't, of course, we all know that. But instead of elections, very likely, you know, it looks a lot like, in place of elections, we might have something resembling a low-grade civil war, because if we look at the extraordinary instances of shootings, and everyone is armed, and everyone is polarized, and we know that there's no trust or confidence in any government, any form of government anyway. The way to resolve who is going to be the tutelary leader of the country may be decided in other ways. Can you talk a bit more about, I know that this is a particular issue that you've been, you know, Cascadia Wildlands and Audubon Society and so forth have been fighting for a long time, but other parts of Oregon's more remote wild areas are very likely going to end up in the crosshairs. What would be other areas that you might be called upon to stand and protect and defend?
Yeah, Cascadia Wildlands, and I think the entire conservation community out here, especially in the Pacific Northwest, where there's a great amount of federal forest land and a lot of these forests currently enjoy kind of balanced use. There is a lot of timber harvest on federal forest land, and sometimes we get into disagreements with the agencies over that. But I think now we're going to see a push for dramatically increased timber harvest and mining claims. It'll be an interesting 4 years coming up. But I think that's why it's critical people now sign up and get involved and get active, because organizations like ours are going to need a lot of help.
Well, yeah, I think that no truer words ever spoken. And it's time to wrap this up. As the world knows now, the Standing Rock seems to be safe for the time being. All of this is pending. You want to just let people know the sources to go to find out more and inspire one to get out there and take a stand.
Please come visit us at www.caskwild, that's caskwild.org. And remember, on December 13th, there's a rally in Salem at the Kaiser Community Center to prevent the sale of the Elliott State Forest, meeting up the state land board that day.
Protecting the Elliott has been what it's all about for a long time now. This is our version, our forest protection. That's our Standing Rock. This has been a Cascadia for Monday, December 5th, 2016. Jake Soderberg is engineering for us today. AM News and Public Affairs Director is Derek Crooks. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening.
This KABU program is